What is up, Jabroniacs? Before we start today's episode, which I dare say is a banger, I wanted to let you know about our Patreon push over at patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Look, we do this podcast ourselves. We've avoided being part of a network, so they don't have any, they're not telling us how long it's got to be, overproducing it, telling us what we got to do, blah, blah, blah. No, no. We go right to you guys, produce it ourselves. So if you want to support us, you could do that over on our Patreon. But also, you get more than just supporting us. It's a great value for you because you get to be a member of the Cal community. And specifically today, you know all the great perks. If you get access to our bonus episodes, you get to be part of watch pay-per-view with us in the Cal Zoom Thunderdome every month. We'll be watching Elimination Chamber together. Tulo will be out of control, like he always is. But it only costs $2 to join our Discord server, which is becoming a heart of the community. In there we have, it's a private server, swamp-free discussion about pro wrestling from people who are passionate about the product and people who are passionate about the podcast. And it's really, I implore you to come check it out on patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Now we're doing our Patreon push, trying to get 20 more patrons. For that, we will change the Cal art the second we hit 20 patrons. Really excited for you to see the new Cal art. And a corresponding sticker will go out to every single patron at all levels. And also we'll bring back the Cal Movie Club. We watch movies, give you recommendations about books, TV, everything. And more importantly, we watch a movie with a pro wrestler in it. And we discuss about if it's terrible, good. And a lot of times, they're pretty funny and terrible. So anyway, before we get to this episode, I want to let you guys know you can support us. Join the Cal community. Patreon.com/comedianswrestling. Wow. Whew. I'm not editing this. This is what it was like. Hey, cheers up. Lime, duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's do it again, baby. Hello.
Whoa.
Eat my ass, Timberland.
See, the thing is this.
Welcome to the Comedians of Wrestling podcast, the podcast where comedians dissect wrestling to an unhealthy degree. I am your host, the host, who is the most viral stand-up about professional wrestling, Damn Black, a.k.a. Dunsky Blackamora, a.k.a. Papa Oat Milk, the Creatine Dream. A.P.A. Creatine Oat Milk Dream, whatever. A.K.A. Donnie Capri from that time I went to Italy.
Let's go, Tori.
Coming at you like Cleopatra, baby, baby. Gabba, gabba, wee.
Gabba, gabba, wee.
Yeah, gabba, yeah, gabba, 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 wee. Gabba, gabba, oh, yeah, gabba, yeah, yeah.
Shock the system.
I send it you to deletion!
I should have known better, dude.
Coming at you like Cleopatra. Baby, baby. I already did that. Gabba, gabba, wee. Oh, man. Where am I at in this intro? Oh, I'm losing
gabba,
my mind.
Gabba, gabba, wee. Gabba, 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 wee.
This girl, she's mine. And hup, hup, hum. Damn, she's fine. What's up, everybody?
Ooh. Some throwbacks in that one.
Yeah, I was having fun with the soundboard today, baby. That's the new intro. Lock it in. but sorry, guys. That's the intro. Actually, we have a new sponsor here today.
Monday Night Raw is presented by Southern New Hampshire University.
All right, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that, I'm putting that classic intro on,
around Mushmore.
All right, let's go on. Let's move on with the podcast. Let's get down to it. Okay, what do you say? Let's hit the Tibetan. Whoa. Yo, the soundboard, I think, got more sensitive, by the way. Okay? I think it's feeling, you know, it's feeling like he wants to fuck with me today, okay? This is the soundboard, actually, the vibe they're giving me today.
You think you know me.
I'm like, all right, hey, okay, all right. Sorry, guys. This is the only show that where the AI is officially taking over. The soundboard by 2023 will be the host of Cal. And I will be merely, my buttons will be pressed. I'll be locked up. And this electronic soundboard will be prodding me to say sound drops. Okay? And they'll force me to say that they are
someone you idolize.
And, you know, I'm not looking forward to that. Anyway, let's move on. This is a wrestling podcast. We got a lot to say. Too much to say, many would argue. Before you do that, I just want to make one quick announcement, which is that the next Cow Zoom Thunderdome for patrons will be on Sunday, February 2021. Yo, bro, I wrote Sunday. This is my notes. Sunday, February 2021. That's what's in my notes. So it's going to be Sunday, February 2021. Not a date. Is it 21st, Phil? Is that why I got that?
Yeah, it's the 21st. Yeah.
Okay, so it's 21, 20, 21. Okay? So, no, it's two. Here's what it is. All right, here's a very clear way to treat your listeners. All right, patrons. This is already more interesting, more entertaining than than 3 hours of Raw, what I'm doing here. It's unbelievable what I'm doing. It's crazy. People are talking about it, as a matter of fact. All right, the next time we hang out with the patrons, watch Elimination Chamber together, will be Sunday 2-1-2-0-2-1. Okay, everybody? I'll see you guys. Write that down. Undeniable. Write that down, everyone. That's going to be – and also
– 0-2.
Yeah, it's – well, I'll see you guys on 0-2-2-1-2-0-2-1 is the next – that's Elimination Chamber. wow.
All right. Dan, marking out for numbers. Let's see. Numbers, one of you guys?
Numbers? Yeah, numbers is one of my guys, always, of course. I have a CPA license. Right. Anyway.
Sammy Guevara.
All right, guys. Let's get focused here. Okay, we focus up. Let's get focused. All right. Woof. Lot to talk about. One thing I want to say, last thing before we get into all the hot, spicy wrestling action. These are some of my favorite weeks. By the way, as a podcaster, these are some of my favorite weeks of wrestling to talk about because sometimes there's a lot of obligatory things I got to hit, and then I got to move at the right pace. I got to make sure I hit everything. I don't want to shaft anyone's big moment. None of you guys had a big moment this week, all right, wrestlers? It's the week after Royal Rumble, and yeah, some nice moments, but no, I don't have to talk about any of them. It's my show. Now, okay, but I want to tell you about our YouTube channel. If you're used to listening to this as a podcast, keep doing it. It's great, but we have more options, and scientifically, and as this podcast is taken over by AI, it's important that we focus on the science. Is that scientifically there's no such thing as too much information and too many variants. So go to our YouTube page, Comedians of Wrestling YouTube page, and you can watch this episode. You can watch me have this meltdown live and see what that's like. But our producer, Phil, is fucking killing it with the YouTube, turning this pod into a show. It's going to be improving more. Subscribe. It's free to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and you're missing out if you don't. Yeah, it's great. Loving it. We're killing it there. Anyway, let's get into all the wrestling action. What do you say? Should I go ring the bell?
Yeah, right. YouTube.com/dblackattack. YouTube.com/dblackattack. Damn blackattack.
Yeah, well, it's better to just Google Comedians of Wrestling. They don't let me choose the URL, which is really fucking annoying. They're making it's
yeah, slash
you don't even know what a nightmare is to deal with technology. They won't because it used to be connected
to my personal
email.
Right.
And now it's moved over to its own thing. It's called a branded YouTube
account. You type Comedians of Wrestling into the channel, it brings the channel up.
That's why I didn't do that too. Phil, can we have the ability to edit out what Tulo just did?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll just blur him out.
I forgot you guys switched.
Yeah, okay.
Well, see, the thing is this.
Okay, hold on. Let's ring the bell. Get this pod talk. We'll talk about wrestling.
Yeah. See if he actually fucking rings it good this time. Why does he walk over like Frodo or something? Did someone die?
I mean.
What?
Is this guy okay?
Is he an alien? What's wrong with him?
Doing a 10 bell salute for the intro of the show. the botch of the century. oh, man. anyway, you heard him here. today it's me. This is a little, this is almost like a feels like a Friday morning here. This is the bonus episode. Patreon hath come early this week. Mr. The Supermark, Nick Tulo, the Marketect, is in house. What's up, dude?
Yeah, it's 5:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's your boy Tiptoe with Tulo. Supermark.
Tulo, a lot of discussion about your behavior at the Royal Rumble this week. I think it was one of our guys. I think last week's episode generated a lot of messages to me of being like, people thought it was listening to you was pretty fucking funny. The people liked it, I gotta say. Because listen, if you think about last week, if you listen to last week's episode, we played Tulo. We hang out every month. If you don't know this, we watch pay-per-views together with the listeners of this pod. It's a fucking great time. It's like the virtual bar, essentially, you know? Mm-hmm. And
I was overserved.
Tulo was overserved. Let's just say they weren't cutting him off because he was his own bartender. Because that's one of the downsides of a virtual bar is you're right. Your own bartender. You got to cut yourself off. And Tulo was pretty drunk and he was having a really good fucking time. And the people responded. They liked it. They had a great time and they loved the clips. Tulo, here's a new. I added a new clip from you. This is you watching the Royal Rumble. Okay, here's a clip.
Yo, Dana's badass, man.
Huge Dana Brooke mark. You know, is Dana Brooke one of your guys, Tula?
Yo, Dana's badass, man.
No. Dana's badass, man.
I don't know why I've noticed.
Yo, Dana is bad.
Yo, Dana's badass, man.
I've noticed I've been saying that like that recently, and I don't know where that came from. Badass, man.
Because you're from Long Island. What is that? I mean, Phil, you're from Long Island. That's not how Long Islanders speak, right? Man.
No,
but I do know a few people from Long Island that use like awesome.
Yeah, that's me.
Awesome.
I don't know where that comes from, but it's a Long Island thing somehow.
Well, me and Tulo have the same high school education, so I can safely say
I should have known better, dude.
But anyway, okay, let's move on.
Yo, Dana's badass, man.
All right, Tulo is in the house. All right, look, a lot of wrestling to talk about this week.
Sure.
Look, we're setting up for this Elimination Chamber, which is if you read the Titantron, is a week from Sunday. That's how they like to lay it out. They don't lay it out like we do, which is 02-21-20-21. I think that's a lot clearer. That's way easier to remember, I think.
Agree.
We do it kind of in binary way over here. Oh, man, just think about how fun this podcast is. Is that okay if you should do that? Can you go into business? I mean, this is wrestling. You go into business for yourself? I mean,
all the time.
Fucking Christ, man. I found something in the date of Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Go to patreon.com/comedianswrestling and join this fucking community.
It's making me start to think like there's some conspiracy about it being on that date because of the way the numbers are situated. Like you just tapped into some kind of code or something. Like, what's going on here? Are you like national, like Nick Cage and National Treasure?
Don't mark out too far. You're having there's no code there. There's no code there. There's nothing. Right. You think Vince is like, since it's let me think. This is Vince. He's like, all right.
It's Elimination Chamber.
He's like, oh my God. So because Elimination Chamber is happening on 02-21-20-21, maybe we should have the Elimination Chamber have the least interesting competitors in modern history.
Wow.
All right, let's go right there since we kind of naturally went there. It's not where I was going to start, but let's talk about this Elimination Chamber. We announced that the Elimination Chamber title on the line in the chamber, which is always dangerous because putting the title on the line could mean Vince is like, he's like, oh, this is a great way for me to make a change. But when you look at the people in the chamber, I'm having a very hard time seeing this as other than just a Drew retain match. Let's go to the competitors. It's not about some of these guys could easily be the champion, but it's about their positioning.
They're
going
all
into
former
WrestleMania.
Champs.
Yes,
all former champions.
They're all former champions, which is another kind of thing in wrestling that they're like kind of it's. I don't mind it. I think it's a cool touch to it, but it's also like, why not make it you have to qualify for the chamber? Like, why not? I guess because it's just happened too soon. Why not make it like these are coveted spots? What else are we doing other than qualifying for the chamber, right?
The fact that when they announced that they were doing the chamber match for the title, I thought there was going to be qualifying. I thought they were going to announce when Shane came out that there was going to be qualifying matches. You know, like,
yeah,
I'm like, oh, Shane's coming out. He's got something big. We're going to have a We're going to have a tournament to lead up to the Elimination Chamber. That's great. That'll get us through 3 weeks of Raw.
Another beef I have with the booking of the chamber is the chamber also feels like a nice way to up the status of a wrestler. And if you have a bunch of former champs in the chamber, you're missing the opportunity to throw Keith Lee in the chamber and have him have a huge chamber, even if he doesn't win, right?
Correct.
Like, Keith Lee could do a backflip off one of the pods and you'll and then immediately he's now people's guys. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Fireworks.
Right, absolutely. So the chamber, there's a lot of opportunities. So now you're putting over a bunch of dudes who don't really need it. But that's fine. I can see an argument against that. But my thing is that's another thing that WWE does that makes you, as if you might not realize it, but as a viewer, is the kind of stuff that makes you less vested in the product. Like, you'll always watch it, but you get less vested when the rules feel random. So as opposed to what people love about the Royal Rumble is, like, you understand it, you know the stakes of it. It's part of the beauty of it, you know? It feels democratic. It feels like you have a part in it. But the chamber here is just like, oh, this year we're doing it as all champs go in. And it makes you care less. It's just the fact, you know? That being said, adore the chamber. My beef with the chamber, I say it every year, is that, and we don't even need to get into it, is just that, why is it after the Rumble? It's too much Christmas. It's double Christmas, you know?
Correct. Usually, last year, it was...
It should be the SummerSlam Rumble. It should be like what they, you know?
Yeah. Last year, I was there in Philly, March 27th, pandemic roaring through America.
Good for you!
It was actually the pay-per-view right before Mania last year. So last year there was a pay-per-view in between Chamber and
Fastlane
Royal Rumble. I'm not sure if it was Fastlane last year.
Fastlane's the one that used to be between. Well, you're saying there was one between the Rumble and Chamber? Because Fastlane always goes. Fastlane, I think, is always after Chamber, I think.
Usually, but I'm pretty sure I was there in Chamber was in March last year.
Phil, if I just play that drop, can that just be like, you can look it up so I don't have to always go, Phil, look at Phil.
I was already looking it up.
Like, we can be different than other pods. We you know what I mean? Like, we don't be like fucking classic. Like Rogan.
Just smart chase.
It's just fucking. You know what I mean? That's the call button. That's the bell.
It was March 8th.
March 8th last year.
Yeah, but Phil, you got to do it right, though. You know what I mean? You can't botch it. Like, we asked if it's between Chamber or not.
Wait,
hold on.
You're confused with me now.
I'm confused now, too.
All right.
What am I looking up?
We're going to have to edit this out.
When was last year's Chamber?
Was Fastlane before or after the Chamber? If there was a Fastlane last year.
I love hearing the keyboard.
By the way, this is too low in the Fastlane. Didn't go well. I mean, that felt sad. I'm sorry about that. I thought that was funny because it was driving.
There wasn't a fast lane last year.
I'm joking about Tulo.
There wasn't a fast lane last year. Yeah, right?
Yeah. There was.
What was between Chamber and Rumble last year?
The timing doesn't. It doesn't feel like there would be. But it's fucking crazy.
And Chamber was the March 8th last year?
Elimination Chamber and then NXT TakeOver. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. It's all to say is that Chamber, yeah. So when you look at this chamber, here's the guys in the chamber. Randy Orton, which we know Randy Orton's going to be wrestling Fiend at Mania. Like, that's locked in, right? Can we lock that in or not?
You
don't want to lock it in?
No, I don't want to lock it in because I.
You want to let me in or you want to lock
me in? What was it?
It was the Super Showdown.
Super Showdown.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, we don't have the Saudi shows.
Oh, that was Goldberg versus Fiend, right?
Oh, or something. I don't even know what it was. But that's Saudi Goldberg shows took the title. Gone.
Goldberg.
Right.
Oh, yeah. You remember that? He was like, oh, my God. Yeah. Actually, I have a clip of... Excuse me. Prince of Saudi Arabia, MJF. I think your name's MJF. I don't know. Which way to the ring? I'm here to beat Freddy Krueger. Vince told me I'm wrestling a guy who he is Freddy Krueger. I beat him very fast.
That's so wild. Wow. Saudi show. Man, look how far we've come.
So anyway, my point is that let's listen to it. It's Orton, Randy Orton. You wait, so you don't want to lock in Orton Fiend Mania?
No, so here's
my idea. In a cinematic match?
This came up. I was listening. I don't know what made me think about it. I was listening to you and Dan St. Germain talk on the pod from Monday, and it made me think that what if Edge hasn't declared yet, right? What if Randy wins the title at Chamber, and then Edge is like, Roman, I don't want to beat you. I want to fucking beat this guy at Mania. I think it might go. I think Vince wants to put the title on Randy so then Edge can face Randy at Mania. And I think it would be a cool way is that if Edge actually says, I'm going to face Roman, and Roman gets his way, and then he sees Edge sees Randy win the fucking other title, he's like, actually, I don't want to face you anymore, Roman. And Roman goes like ballistic. This is my fantasy booking, but like, I honestly think Randy's going to win the Chamber. I think Randy will go into Mania as champ. He gets another title added to his reign, and Edge will face Randy at Mania.
I can't see that less, but I'm glad you think that. I wish I was able to think like that.
Well, they said they had unfinished business, right? On Monday, and then they never got to finish the business because it got interrupted.
Right.
Technically. So I still think
it got interrupted, but Edge did win, right? Clean. And also it got right?
Because Edge ended in I thought it was a DQ finish.
No, you're talking about Orton versus Edge from last week, right?
Oh, right. That was with
that Alexa, was Alexa right? Bleeding from the mouth. She drank a lot of pen ink.
I don't know. I'm just not locking it in because I think.
All right. You don't have to lock it in. Don't let me pressure you. I'm going to lock that in. I think we could. I'm going to lock that in. So you think Orton could win the Chamber? I mean, look, he's the most believable guy to win this Chamber. So Randy Orton, odds are, I think doesn't win the Rumble. That would be a curve.
Win the Chamber.
Win the Chamber. Jeff Hardy, no chance of winning the Chamber, right? Miz, not winning the Chamber. He's holding the briefcase.
Only way he wins is if then he cashes in the briefcase like right after and goes.
It's just a waste. Again. No. But I believe Miz will cash in at Mania this year.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles can always win, but he doesn't feel positioned for it. You know?
Correct.
And then Sheamus has no shot of winning the title before going into Mania, right?
Yeah. So you think Drew's going to retain it?
100%. Drew retain. 100%.
I honestly think the biggest threat out of all that's
I'll take a Fiend fanny pack bet for you.
You want to bet another Fiend fanny pack?
Oh yeah, bet another Fiend fanny pack.
I've lost count on how many Fiend fanny packs.
Should I get a list going?
Probably, yeah.
I think we're up to three now, but I don't remember what the other two
were.
Other gamble for the
Roman
Fiend
and Drew? Edge
versus Roman. Yeah,
Edge, yeah.
Okay, so what I'm saying is I actually think they made this Chamber, but here's the thing. Here's the work of this Chamber is the winner of this Chamber, not in pin, will be Bray. Bray Wyatt will show up in this Chamber. It'll probably come down to Drew Orton, and then I think Fiend comes in and that's his big return is in there, you know?
Well, I hope so, because it would be just be like them being trapped in there, like with the Fiend is just terrifying to think of. Like,
yeah,
you know,
I think they do a big, they end the night with it, and they have a big, like, he comes up from under the ring with like a big fucking rebirth, you know what I mean? And then he comes out, he beats shit at both of them, and then the match doesn't even go forward. Or he puts Drew on top of Orton because he's like, fuck you, Drew. Like, you know what I mean?
I think that's a great use of Fiend here. Because
I think Bray Wyatt right now has been like brilliant. Like, you know, brilliant's really strong, but British brilliant. You know what I mean? When I say brilliant, that's what I mean. I mean a little bit, you guys know what I'm doing. Damn it. Yo, I'm so fucking slow on the drops. It's terrible. Damn it. Minute to get? That took me a minute to get that. I got to start the sound. We might have to have a sound drop quiz or a test, a timed exam for me.
I mean, I got to think that the Women's Chamber is also going to be Raw too. I think, and then that's a good way to use Alexa as well, you know? So I think we get kind of like
I don't think Alexa's going to have a match at Mania. She's just going to be with Fiend, you know?
We'll see.
I think that's it, because, and I think it'll be cinematic, so it'll be like a really cool spot.
I could see Alexa getting involved in the chamber match, the men's chamber match with Randy, and him being stuck in there with her too.
Yeah. Oh, Alexa will be involved here, but I just think they're riding out Drew. He looks great, and they're trying to make him a big star.
I just wonder where that leaves him. Okay, so then Fastlane, he'll probably have another match, right? And then what does that leave?
I don't think there is
Drew for Mania.
Is there a Fastlane? Wait, do we decide there is a Fastlane this year?
Yes, there's Fastlane this year. March 21st.
I've been thinking about what the theme song for Fastlane should be.
Yeah, what was it?
I got a fast lane. You're gonna fast lane. All right. So anyway, you're on the fast lane to resume. I actually love the fast lane because I love the flavor that, like, the Royal Rumble is like is when you kicks off the road to WrestleMania. And fast lane is like, yo, we're on the fast lane to WrestleMania. I love it.
Like, it just makes sense. Even like, it's like
they
a buzzkill for
the HOV lane.
It's just a buzzkill for Mania. It feels like, you know.
I have a question for you. If you're wrestling in a tag match, can you use the HOV lane to get to WrestleMania?
Yeah, good.
Because you have more people involved, mm-hmm. so you can get to WrestleMania faster. Those people arrive a little faster. That's a fun fact. Yeah, but so I don't know. I mean, I think I'm interested in this match, but like, it's not a cool thing where I'm like, why not have Keith in there? Have some guys get over. But I get it because, you know, I don't know. This is how they did it. I don't know. Shane came out. I mean, that dude knows how to kill a segment. It's unbelievable. He was sweating like I've never seen before.
It's like, why was he? I feel like I'm getting worked, but why was he so like, Adam Pearce, you're doing a great job. He said it like 16 times.
Shane is like,
why is he complimenting
Shane's
this guy?
Gimmick right now is like, he's like the segment killer. Like, he comes out, he reminds you this is not real. Like, he comes out, hey, it's me. I'm here for no reason. It's Shane. Like, they treat him like he's like Vanna White or something. Like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with Shane. I don't get it at all. Like, the Cow Underground was cool, but even then, he sucked in there too. Like,
it's called Cow Underground.
What is it called? Oh,
it's called Cow Underground.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I did. Sure did.
The rules.
Welcome everybody to Cow Underground, where there are very little rules. Three strippers in the first week and no ropes, and Aleister Black in and one shorts.
Raw Underground, where there are very little rules, lots of excitement, carnage, chaos, and quite frankly, lots of things that I personally were like.
And after that, I'm going straight to hell. Enjoy the show.
Might as well the same guy. Right, the two same guys. They're just a bunch of. They're a couple dads wrestling. I don't know what the fuck Shane was there. Please, I was like, I could use Shane to be gone. Shane, come back. I love Shane McMahon. Come back when your heart's in it. You know what I mean? Come back when your heart's in it. I know you could do better. I believe in you, Shane McMahon. Come back when your heart's in it, because Jesus Christ, you're up there. I mean, he was sweating like he was a fucking sprinkler system. I don't know what was going on there. You know,
he's always, and he's got this like deep stare. I mean, he might be... he's always like, he's very like, I'm like, dude, just relax, man. You're announcing the Elimination Chamber. I don't even understand what the point of it was if Adam Pearce is out there.
It made no sense. There's nothing to even decide.
But like, hey, all right, Shane, you know.
Yeah.
I like your music.
All right, let's jump on over to the women. I want to discuss. Actually, I'm going to jump to AEW, and then we're going to talk about Bianca for a second. But I want to talk about AEW just to give everybody, even though we talk about AEW on Fridays and NXT, we give Wednesdays its proper due on the bonus episode that comes out Friday morning.
Right.
It's me and Tulo. Good times, folks. Tony Khan on Tuesdays always does, if you're not watching Impact, which you probably are not, I know Tulo is. But is that he does these paid announcements on during Impact Air. What are they called? Paid advertisements?
He's like,
these are paid advertisements.
Yeah,
he says it the same way every time. Yeah. So anyway, thanks. So he does a thing where he's like, he did a thing this week that I was like, oh wow, I really think this, go watch this week's one. He does it in the middle of the Jaguars field.
Yeah.
And I really think he found his fucking groove with him, because he's getting comfortable with the camera, and he's understanding that there's no such thing as there's no such thing as not being a character in wrestling. Everyone on camera is a character. And he was wearing this like fucking like rock-esque style like $5,000 rock shirt. Yeah. Oh, was it a Jaguars jacket? Were those little Jaguar print?
Those were Jaguar heads.
With that little heads?
I don't know, but I don't think it was like a Jacksonville Jaguars product. It was like this, like
it looked like a
like
silk
Gucci, a silk Gucci like Jaguar print fucking jacket. Well, Susan then, will probably find it for us.
Then what he did, this next thing he did, I was like, oh man, this is great. So he was talking about New Japan crossing over into AEW, and he was like, "What is why? How do we do it? What's the forbidden door here?" And he was like, "It dawned on me. I'm the forbidden door. I'm it." You realize like how like Harry Potter's like the fucking Horcrux, whatever that goddamn Harry Potter. Yeah, Harry Potter tanked there. But listen, folks, hot take on the Horcrux. That's a magic card. The magic listeners will know what I'm talking about. He's a praetor. He's a praetor from Phyrexia. But listen, not important. And he was like, "I'm the forbidden door." And he's like, "Yo, what I do?" So if he's like, "I make it happen, like I make your murkiest dreams come true."
Yeah,
I can do that. Like that. He's like, "Cause I got $7 million, dude." That is him en route to finding his own Vince style voice. You know,
and I will even say this is that they started off like as a, because I've been watching this since it happened. Once AEW and Impact went together, I'm like, fuck it, I gotta watch it. So every Tuesday, watch it with AEW Dark. Now I feel like they're can't miss shows. And I've watched Tony from the first time he cut that commercial to where he's at now. He just looked like a normal, regular dude, straight up, looked healthy in his face. Like now we've gotten to this point where I honestly think Tony Khan is starting to trend in gimmick infringement with the supermark here, because he is marking the fuck out and I am going crazy for it. He's literally, look at his hair. His hair
is
all disheveled.
But do you have a message for Tony?
Oh, fuck yourself.
Yo, dude.
No, I would never say that to Tony. I would never.
Why are we doing that, man?
Dude, first of all, don't start setting me up, okay?
I mean,
with that,
I'm just
all right?
saying, all right?
First of all, Tony Khan is the motherfucking man. This guy is incredible. He, and what he did last night, watching that live and watching it go down, I literally was like crying from it. It felt like I was like emotional. I was like, thank you. Like, this is great. Perfect.
You
in every sense of the word.
Okay. But I'm not sure you should be crying.
I wasn't literally crying. I mean, I was like, wow.
I mean, bro,
this is cool because he's making it make sense. You know, like this is something that we never got before. These things would be happening and there wouldn't be someone saying this stuff and doing this stuff. Right. So now he's making it make sense and it's beautiful.
Yeah. So I just think him being I'm the forbidden door. Never. Yeah. He should make, "I'm the forbidden door." Never, ever question the power of $7 billion. And then that should be his deal. Okay. So I wanted to give him his proper due because I think that was the week where Tony Khan became a wrestler for me, which is really important. The bottom line is everybody's a wrestler. You know what I mean? Wrestling got super popular when Vince started being a wrestler. And that's, there's a reason for that, is that people are like, "Oh, I can follow this show." And it's important. Love it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Love it.
Moving on to Bianca. So let's talk about first impressions of Bianca. Essentially, this is her. Well, this was her first SmackDown, her second. Well, she wasn't on Raw.
She wasn't on Raw. Yeah. She wasn't on Raw
post Rumble.
Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Right. So this is her first. She was on Raw this week. She was on Raw this week. This was her first post Rumble moments. Now, interesting. We talked about it on the episode we did post Rumble with Skylar Aston. You know, I was just thinking. Sorry, my mind got distracted for a second because I was thinking about Skylar. I got him. I got him to, I got him to croon something else. That's what I'm saying. And it was something we mentioned last week. And, I got Skylar singing something that's just, it's big time, folks. And Phil, we gotta make something for that with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we can.
Yeah. You just remind me. Right, remind me.
Yeah, I got you.
We gotta do that. We got that. Oh, it's big time. But anyway, okay.
Let's move on. Yeah, you see my eyebrows are like freaking.
Wow. So anyway, my point is, we saw Bianca. Look, I was a little worried because not worried, but I was like, I don't want her. I didn't want her to be like, I'm tough.
Nope.
I just didn't see exactly how it goes. But then this week I got more clarity on it. And it is the best way to do it, which is play up like this is a big moment for her as a person. Mm-hmm. And make it personal. Make it personal and play up the, to be honest, it's what they always kind of try to do with Bailey that never really clicked, mm-hmm. where they're like, oh, she's like a big mark and this is a big time for her. This is less about being a big mark. It's more about being an up-and-comer who's having a moment possibly too early. That's why everyone's celebrating like crazy. We don't know if she's totally ready and she's living the high of it, but also looking forward to what I'm going to do. So I hope they keep her in that lane. And then I do think she's well-positioned to lose. And that would be the best option for her. I think a better option than her winning in a match that is a 4-minute match that's forgettable is her putting on a fucking show and having the getting the rub from her opponent, whoever that might be. I agree.
I agree with that. But I also think this is the kind of thing that you allow it to like organically build and see where it goes. And if it's undeniable to the point where she needs to win the title, then she wins the title.
Yeah, and they're definitely doing that. Not, they definitely don't know if she's going to win or not. They don't know yet.
Yeah, I don't think they know. I think they have a good idea, but I think one of the big things getting in the way is that she's got to outshine Sasha, which is going to be very hard to do. I honestly think Sasha's at the top of her game right now. She came out last Friday, and I think made that segment awesome. I think their chemistry is off the charts.
She can't and she shouldn't. That's how I feel about it. I think if you think
about it, has a lot to do with Sasha.
Not forget Sasha. Like Sasha is having her breakout moments right now, and let's not. And that doesn't need to be it at the expense. It's almost like when Kofi beat Daniel Bryan. I was happy for Kofi. It was the correct booking. The house tore it down. But also was like, man, Daniel Bryan is on a fucking roll, and he never got it back. You know what I mean? Like, Daniel Bryan going to that Mania was destroying that gimmick. He had Rowan with him. You remember that? And it was just kind of this unfortunate confluence of events where two guys, one guy had to go over, the other one was going to go down. And
a loss
and
for Sasha,
way.
Yeah, a loss for Sasha here would be pretty could derail her in a way that I don't think is
she
smart.
She needs to win.
To put Bianca over, because I don't think it's going to be more about putting Bianca over. I think it will be up to Bianca for her to make that decision easy for everybody.
It's more about making Sasha getting Sasha to where she's needed to be for a long time. And the only issue that you have is it's not an issue per se. It's something I care about, but I know a lot of people won't care about is that Bianca is very huge. She's impressively strong and big, and Sasha is very petite.
It's gonna be amazing.
The match will be great, but I'm saying in terms of being like menacing coming at it, like Bianca looks like she could beat the shit out of Sasha. Shoot, so you're trying to sell like this as the an obstacle she has to overcome. It works. I would love Sasha to have a crew. It's Sasha's tweener right now because she's not a heel, right? And also, it's not solidified that Bianca's wrestling Sasha, by the way. And Bianca, by the way, I just don't want to forget to say this, just a sidebar. Bianca on Monday with the red sparkle lipstick looked like a fucking $1 million.
She gets it, man, right?
Yeah.
To show up in branded colors.
Yeah.
To just stand
up. I love
out.
Her in the red more than the blue. She looks so good in that red.
The red lipstick goes with her gimmick. Yeah, you know? Like the red lipstick goes with the blue is more just like because the color, you know,
it's SmackDown.
Like that, it's SmackDown, but I love that.
It's great in both, but you know.
But you're 100% right. But she has no business going over there right now because Raw's women's division is just a mess. It's just all tag team and stuff. And until they figure out what they're doing with it, it makes no sense.
I was thinking about doing something with Sasha and Bianca that's like, I almost had like a Thatcher vision of it. I know it sounds a little nutty, but like having Sasha be like, yo, you want to come to the, like, how about, why don't we just like do a little like sparring session in the ring? And then you see Sasha like outmaneuvering her. Like, sell me that Sasha's a better wrestler. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to see that. And that Bianca is a lot of raw talent, well, but not a lot of.
I think you gotta kind of, you gotta kind of book it as the Rocky Apollo kind of thing, right? Where it's like they're friends, but they're like, you know, they gotta face each other eventually.
That's what I'm saying won't work, because I know, that would work with Rhea more against like Charlotte or something. But Sasha does not read currently as I'm saying, she doesn't read as Apollo, and more importantly, Bianca doesn't read as Rocky. You know.
It's like a funny mix, because at different stages of that movie, they both play different parts of it. Like, you know, it's like Sasha as Apollo against in Rocky IV, you know, that's more Sasha, the living in America kind of thing, you know, entrance style stuff. But
well, Rocky's just his underdog story, right?
Yeah, but when
this
they get
not
up,
that.
No, but when they face each other, it's more like, you know, like it's more that like competition that bonds and breaks them. You know,
this
always
is new guard,
kind of
old guard. This is more like Brady versus Mahomes, right?
Almost there. Yeah, I would almost. Yeah,
I guess calling Sasha Brady is not totally correct.
Yeah, but, it's in the right light, though, in the right sense.
Bro,
though.
You guys,
like,
I mean, I can't believe this. Can you believe the sports reference?
Sports.
I made?
Yeah, that's it's a little. Can
I tell you how when I said Mahomes, I got so I almost botched that to the last second.
Mahomes.
I was gonna say, yo, I think it's Mahomes, but then I was like, I know, I got his name. I got it. Anyway, I watched that.
I'm
Super
proud
Bowl.
Of you. No, but yeah. So I think they're doing it very smart. I will say that. Good pop for Bianca though is her showing up on NXT Vengeance at the end of that match. To put whoever's on notice, like whether it's Mercedes or Tony or EO, like she should show up there on that Sunday to kind of just.
I also think she should choose her opponent quick, because I'm getting a little tired of this thing where it's like people want to know who I'm going to choose, especially when you do it every year, and especially if you do it for both the men's and women's.
I think right now they're both doing a pretty good job with it, though. So I kind of don't want them to end it too quick, but I also don't want them to extend it. So I don't think it should go past Elimination Chamber.
Yeah, but it's Edge's. I think it's tied directly into Edge's gimmick. Edge is doing I'm the master manipulator, which, by the way, he's not totally pulling off. You know, he's not totally like. I'm not seeing enough manipulation out of Edge. He could do better. Because we've seen him. That's what he's he is great at that. That's a good idea. Like, if you saw him colluding with KO, that would be the master manipulator. Like, I planned KO to come out and stun Roman during that, you know?
I can almost see it as that maybe what he actually is doing is actually he's manipulating all of us, you know? Like, he's, like, kind of, like, making us think that this is this kind of version of Edge now. He's shaking hands with everybody, giving the rubs, telling everybody how great they are and how they inspire him. And maybe it's just not real, you know? Maybe it's we're gonna.
What I'm saying is that yes, he's effectively fucking with us, right? Yes, I agree. He's effectively like fucking with us. Where I'm like, oh, he's on this show, he's on there, and he's this. But then he also cut a promo that was like, I've been asking everybody who I should wrestle, a guy on the street, and you're like, okay, ironic detachment. Right now, I feel like he should be like, I know what I'm gonna do, but why would I tell you?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like, I'm elusive. Like, I'm gonna. I take every advantage. That's the beauty of Edge. Don't forget. Who Edge is that Edge gets in your head. You know what I mean?
Well, and that good transition is watching what Roman did, you know, like, and how Roman like fucking snapped on Friday on SmackDown.
Roman's on fire. I mean, Roman is on fire. It's unbelievable. It's fantastic. Roman, he's yelling in the camera. I actually have this written down, but I want to take one sidestep here, because I don't want to forget to talk about this. I want to talk about the Super Bowl for a second. This is separate, because I don't want to forget this. I want to talk about the weekend. Is it the weekend or is it the weekend? Like, do you say it differently? I always say the weekend. Yeah, I think it is, but I just was thinking about that. I actually never clarified that.
Weekend.
I love the weekend. I love that in both meanings of the sense, the proper noun and the noun. I love The Weeknd. The Weeknd's great. It's really interesting how I was really watching the Super Bowl performance. I was like, I love all these songs. I don't think The Weeknd has a song I don't like, you know?
Yeah.
But I do not think he nailed that Super Bowl performance, and it's not his. It's I think he did the best he can do, which is really interesting because you're like, I went back immediately and watched Bruno Mars from 2014. And I mean, you want to see a guy like tear a fucking house down? Turn that on. Holy shit.
Yeah.
And like the Super Bowl perform. And by the way, and like, don't take this as a knock on The Weeknd. Please. Can we have a nuanced conversation? The guy's fucking awesome. Okay. But he sounds like Michael Jackson. Make songs you might like more than some Michael Jackson songs, but it's not Michael Jackson. And it is interesting because The Rock is like the Super Bowl performer of pro wrestling. Like, there's only a couple of wrestlers who really fucking got there, and you could be fucking great, but you do think about, you have to have that full confluence of talent. And like, there's certain guys who, like, for me, they like Shawn Michaels. If Shawn Michaels is your favorite wrestler, I have no problem with that. He's completely earned, you know? But he did not have that extra crown that, like, The Rock has, where he nailed every single aspect of being a professional wrestler. A perfect score. You know, like, he had 100% on the test. You know, where, like, 99 is great, but he would score 100. And that's what, like, those Super Bowl performances, you have to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm like, if you nail the Super Bowl, that's like nailing pro wrestling. I'm like, I was thinking in my head, this is what I'm thinking during the Super Bowl performance. I'm like, which is more impressive, to nail wrestling, be like the top wrestling talent, main event, multiple WrestleManias, get to that level, be on the Tonight Show as a pro wrestler, or nail the Super Bowl? And I'm like, I think it's wrestling. I think that because I don't think Bruno Mars could run for office, but I think The Rock could be the president, like legitimately could be the president, you know?
I honestly think The Rock could be president. I honestly think it too.
That's what I'm saying. That's a dude who grew up in around total pro wrestling. Anyway, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say on the Discord on that. Like, but yeah, great. Anyway, I wish they let me book the Super Bowl. It'll be all day, every year, day Matthews.
Oh, I thought you were going to say book the actual Super Bowl game, which would be interesting too.
Oh, yeah.
Tell a great game.
I wouldn't, to be honest. This is gonna be surprising to you guys. I actually really enjoy the game of football. You know, I don't watch it because I'm not into the concept of team. I don't like the NFL as a company. It's like it's not one of my guys. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. Like, it doesn't attract me. But the sport of football, like the rules and how it works, very cool. You know,
Super Bowl
and those games don't need to be written. A lot of times they're fucking awesome on their own. You know.
The Super Bowl, the event itself is an extravagance. I mean,
it's
truly.
And it's single elimination tournament, you know?
But the Super Bowl game itself is truly probably the grandest stage. It's one game, win, and you got it, lose, and you're out. You know,
maybe
it's like,
second place. I could give it at the best second place. It's no mania. Main eventing a WrestleMania is because it goes back to my stand-up joke. There's a reason that one joke went viral, and it's because it's fucking true. Like, you think about the amount of athletes who have the talent to main event a WrestleMania in ring, but don't get there. That is the highest caliber of talent that you could get, you know? It is. As McGregor's going to keep losing and be a huge star. Why? You know?
until he becomes a fucking WWE wrestler.
Let's go back to Roman Reigns for a second, because Roman Reigns at his best will hit a. I mean, I was gonna say Shawn Michaels. It won't be. That's too high.
Really? Like,
by the end of his career, I don't think he'll even have that. You know?
Wow. I mean, domestic WrestleMania is the highest honor. The guy's done it 5 times.
Yeah, but it's different to act to main event. The problem is it's unearned. I mean, it's flawed. Listen, I got, all right, man. Wow. I got pwned there. I got owned. I'll eat it.
Eat my ass, Timberlake.
Don't take it too far. All right. Well, Vince writes it, man. You know what I mean? When it feels like that. Okay, the nuance of pro wrestling is there's times where someone's got to main event this thing, right? And there's lulls. There's the Ruthless Aggression era. I'll talk about the times where you have undeniable main eventers, which is why, Tulo, I specifically mentioned being on The Tonight Show and hosting SNL, because The Rock hosted SNL. You know what I mean? Like, so I specifically was saying that the crossover element, the transcending, Cena is proving to be big fucking time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's why I know. All right, I won't, you know, fuck it. I know Phil gets mad when I talk about the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah.
He gets mad.
Quick,
he
starts hurry. Maybe
people
he's not
don't
want to
have that
go.
Conversation.
Go quick. Talk about it while he's not paying attention.
But it's interesting that if you watched wrestling and you saw the amount of hate Cena got, and then when you look back and you're like, I think he's one of the best to ever do it, like on Hogan level. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it just is, it's kind of fucking undeniable. It's pretty interesting. How much of the times did we get work, and how much of us booing Super Cena really was part of his greatness? That's what's so interesting about wrestling. It's multifaceted. That's why talking about Tom Brady is actually not that interesting, even though he's incredible. I love what Tom Brady did. It's like, yeah, he's great at this age. He takes great care of himself. He's got a natural proclivity towards the game. We'll look at his brain, whatever. You know what I mean? But
Tom
there's no
Brady,
manipulation element.
Roman Reigns is
no
your
writing
version
to Tom
of
Brady.
Tom Brady. Yeah, well
the
Roman
most
Reigns...
written thing Tom Brady did, there's two things he did that were both the most pro wrestling things ever, which is Deflategate, right? Yeah. Deflating the balls is like that's his fucking...
And getting suspended 4 games.
That's his equivalent of marrying Vicky Guerrero, right? You know what I mean? You're like, yo, she's the GM, I'll marry her. Even though I don't want to make out with her at all, I'm going to just like lick her whole face because the title means so much, right?
Right.
And then going to Tampa Bay was very pro wrestling of him.
And winning
and bringing
the
in Gronk. Bringing back Gronk, you know?
Bringing Gronk.
And I can't deny it. So when wrestling happens in real sports, it's a beautiful thing, folks. We love it, don't we, folks?
Well, maybe Seth is Roman's Gronk, as Roman is to Brady. I mean, you just kind of compared him in the same kind of way. So maybe Roman goes to WrestleMania and brings Seth with him.
Maybe. Or maybe it's Moxley. Yeah. But let's talk about Roman for a second, because there's something about Roman Reigns going on, people. There's something going on here about Roman Reigns, which is why exactly is he working so much? And I was really thinking about it, and I'm watching Roman, and there's a believability to when he was yelling into the camera. I like to think that he actually has some darkness in him. And it might not be darkness. That might be too far. But has like this competitive part of him. Like I think there was a part of him that made me believe that Edge not picking him is like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm the guy to beat. You're going to choose Drew McIntyre? I beat the shit out of that guy at Mania after I had cancer. The guy's living his make-a-wish right now. I'm the guy. You know what I'm saying? And there's part of me that thinks he fucking really believes that, you know?
He legit startled me.
Right.
I was watching it. I was like, whoa.
Is it the first time he's taken it to that level, I think, right? That was pretty far.
Yeah, he kind of like has been reserving it. Like he's shown it in the ring a little bit, like and in Snap kind of. But like the best is you have Heyman behind him too. And it like startled Heyman, you know? So like it's all working. It's all making sense. I think it's funny. I'm laughing as you're saying this. It's because all that booing that we did for Roman is building him into this character now, right? So, like, you talked about Cena, and now I'm just like, well, it's kind of the same thing that happened with Roman. You know, it's like now we're entering this new chapter of Roman, and he's found it that we're loving him,
We need Cena Roman again. This version of Roman needs Cena so bad, like, to remind him about what you fucking did to me, how you embarrassed me that time, and I beat you. And you talk shit, but you cannot beat me, you old piece of shit, Cena. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he needs to, obviously, he won't be cursing like that. But, yeah, it's exciting. Roman, I can't make him one of my guys because I have to wait till the Monday night after WrestleMania, like I told you. But, man, oh, man, he will be walking out of Mania. He will, as he always does, has killer matches except for against Undertaker.
you can get interesting with this booking, man. And I'm telling you, that's what I'm saying, is that if Randy wins this chamber and Edge chooses Randy, right? Now Roman's like, where does that leave me? That's the time when you bring in like a Cena, and Cena's like, oh, you're looking for a fight? Well, you now you got one. You know,
I think
like
Cena already said he's out for Mania, which is obviously could always be a work. I mean, it could be a work, but it's in his hometown. Listen, the thing about Cena is that he wasn't there last year. It's also a pandemic, but also he really is fucking busy now. Like, it's no joke. As
When's
a man
Best of Fears
who
coming out?
Consulted on a joke for him. I mean, it's very important. You guys know this. Fast and Furious comes out, what, March? They normally come out around that time. Mm-hmm. They're not like summer movies. A lot of times they come out in like, I think they come out a lot of times in like.
He's got
like,
new haircut too.
March and stuff. Yeah. I think he looks great. People always say, that's another thing. Like, the people always like, he looks weird. I'm like, he's
the man.
He thinned out. He looks fucking awesome. He's huge. Yeah. He's the fucking man. Well, he's the man. He is the man. And you know what the thing about Cena is that, like, as someone who lives in Hollywood, folks. Hold on.
Oh, good for you.
As a man about town in Hollywood.
Comes out May
28th. There is you don't understand. Like, I interact with a lot of people in TV and film. Mm-hmm. And to have someone like Cena, it makes my life a little easier when they're like, oh, we get Cena. You know, like, I know it sounds like kind of nuts, but it is this thing where, like, I don't have to hear everyone be like, yo, I used to like Macho Man Randy Savage. It's better to be like, oh, that Cena guy's cool. I worked with him. Like, you know, something like that is more modern when I'm sitting on set and people are like, you know, and they're like, oh, Cena's cool. There's something like wrestling is relevant. It made Cena and Batista. Like, they really help for me, whatever.
Especially Batista, too. Yeah.
Because I can't have these combos anymore. People being like, I haven't watched them as a kid. It's still good. It's like, look at Cena. Look at Batista. They're huge stars. Shut up. You know, it's still good. It's fucking live TV. Look, it's taking over. You may talk to people who it's like, no, you're like, oh, is it still good? And you're like, no one watched your indie film. Like, no one watched it. And you're pretentious about wrestling, which is like huge. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, the president, the ex-president, he's hopefully being impeached right now, which is like, that's a fucking shit show. We're not going to get to that, but man, oh, man, what a pro wrestler. It's unbelievable. They show these clips of him. You think you're watching, because they're editing promo, you think you're watching the lead-up before a match. You know what I mean? You know?
Speaking of that, you wrote an article about
this. You think it's a match. Oh, yeah. Check out I have another article I'm working right now. Sick. By the way, I won't give a preview until next week. But actually, there's things happening, folks. These guys know something I'm not going to say that's happening on this pod where I'm like, you know what? Don't be a patron of this pod. Fine. Don't become a patron of this pod because take it for granted. You know what I mean? Go. Take it for granted till we're gone. You know what I mean? The amount of you who listen to this pod and don't want to be a member of this community.
$2.
It's fine. $2, you get access to our Discord, which is dope. And by the way, this thing I'm working on will go out to patrons first. I know I sound like, whatever, this is pro wrestling. You guys can handle it. If you're a wrestling mark, you can handle it. But I'm like, man, oh, man, why do I even try for these people? You know what I mean?
I'm out here.
I pulled some Hollywood strings here, folks.
You know what I mean? Oh, you're like the
puppet master.
The puppet master. You're like, you got all these strings in different places. You move, you're the invisible hand. Don Callis, eat your fucking heart out. Pod.
I was saying this before we went on the air, whatever. I could be arrogant. It's fine.
Yeah, let him know.
Because I'm also a perfectionist. Not a perfectionist. I try not to be that. But I'm also hard. I'm hard on myself, and I know what I do great and what I fail at, and I reevaluate constantly. There's every time we end this pod, I'm like, wow, I would listen to this shit. What a great, this is what I would want to listen to after I watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I'm like, wow, we do great work here. Right, Phil? Phil, we do great work here?
100%.
Absolutely. That's why Phil was a listener of the pod and was like, I want to fucking be part of this thing. And I'm like, I know it. I know what we're doing here is unfucking believable. And I know a lot of you out there take us for granted. And I'm not trying to be an asshole, but you understand we do this on our own. We ask for a couple dollars a month to do it. I'm like, hey, you know what? You want to take it for granted? Too low, be too negative. All right, I'll stop it. We'll edit this out.
I don't think you'd be negative at all.
But what I'm saying, the point I'm making is like, whew, we do great work here. We do great work. That's what it is.
Join us.
You'll miss me when I'm gone. You know what I'm saying? You'll miss me when I'm gone. Thank you. Next. This is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to threaten everybody.
Ariana Grande? Strategy.
This is my thank you. You guys say I have boomer references all the time, right? Now, yeah, I try to be cool with the kids. You know what I mean? I was about to say, look, everybody, I'll be ants marching out of here. Take these chances. You know what's so funny? We use Ants Marching, Dave Matthews song, like as a punchline. You know, sometimes you're like, yo, Ants Marching, blah, 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 Dave Matthews. I kind of make it a joke. But if you put that on, the second I hear that one hit of the drum, I'm like, and I'm just like, and I'm like, this is not a joke for me, folks. I'm feeling something. He wakes up in the morning. Man,
I can't imagine what it's like to hear that song at a concert and be next to you when that comes on. You must go. Do you get in the aisle?
Oh yeah, I'm rocking out. But by the way, that's not even one of my guys, that song. I mean, all day Matthews music is one of my guys, but it's not one of my guys. All right, let's focus up on this pod. We went off
Shocker.
It looks like Cesaro's on a winning streak.
Well, tip your hat to Daniel Bryan. Obviously he's doing stuff with stuff.
I'm gonna go pee. Take this away. You get to talk about this, all right?
So what I'm noticing is that Daniel Bryan, this is Tulo time. We haven't done this in a while. Wow. He just did it. So what I'm noticing is that Daniel Bryan is like running things at SmackDown now. So it feels like he's booking the matches. So it's becoming like a work rate show in the mid card, especially the IC title. So I think that's what they got to start doing is I think guys like Ricochet and wrestlers like that need to be coming over to the SmackDown, and they're making the mid card like sick. But you have Roman at the top and then the IC titles now being led by Big E, Daniel Bryan, Cesaro. It's like they're building up their rosters by showing highly skilled, highly talented matches. And Daniel Bryan is just eating pins. He's putting on these insane matches. That like tilt the world backbreaker that Cesaro did Daniel Bryan and then put him in the fucking sharpshooter to win and have Daniel Bryan tap out is like, what is that sequence? I was just talking about the tilt the world backbreaker into the
one that I sent you.
Yeah. I mean, I've watched that probably 100 times this week. Like, honestly, it's truly incredible feat of strength and performance.
You see that they posted it on WWE's Instagram. I sent it to you guys and in black and white,
like it was a classic kind of move.
No, it's great. Like they don't have the sharpshooter in there, but just the tilt the world backbreaker.
That's even
part.
What you call
it. I mean, fucking, I don't know. It was great. I mean, Cesaro, the thing with Cesaro, all you got to do is win, 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 no matter what. You know what I mean? Like, go up, and we stay there, and we stay there. Up, oh, uh-oh. All I do is win, win, win. Put your hands in the air. Cesaro is winning. All right, anyway, folks, they play that song at my gym, and I'm like, this is trash. What is this song? Like, I'm winning. Like, I win, 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 no matter what. Like, what are we, little kids? You know what I'm saying? All we do is win, 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 no matter what. Win, win, I'm winning.
Now?
Yeah, this is what we get. This is how Trump becomes a thing. We just, like, celebrate wins. They're not real wins. You're not winning anything.
Oh, my God.
Okay? Wins are inside. I mean, it's enough already. What am I bad at? I don't know what's happening.
Did your chair go down?
I don't know what's happening.
My chair went down. Win, 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 no matter what.
Well, we can't. I mean, no one's. These people on the Patreon, I mean, like, I'm begging for patrons, and, like, my chair sinks because I got a cheap chair. What do you want from me, folks?
PG gamer chair.
Correct. Anyway, so we were talking. Cesaro, yeah, honestly, I wrote in my notes here, like, he resigns. They got him winning, but, man, like, you know, Cesaro's a talent. No mic, please. I mean, he could do light mic. I don't care. He won't be good, but it's fine. He could do light mic. But he just needs to be booked strong.
Well, it seems like that's what they're starting to do. He's coming out, he's telling people, I'm going to kick your ass, and he goes out and kicks everybody's ass. I mean, it's starting to, like I was saying while you were gone, was that like SmackDown's becoming a work rate show a little bit.
And I have an idea.
It's like becoming the big card is stacked on SmackDown. And, you know, there's just great talent across the board in this IC title picture. You said it on the pod. It's like the mid card titles are starting to like matter now. So it's like Big E, Cesaro, Daniel Bryan.
I don't feel that way. I said that. Oh, all right. I didn't mean that. Because I have the opposite point in my.
Well, I think I like
Bobby Lashley.
I think on SmackDown,
like
it's starting to matter. You know, like I think the show is just a work rate show, and I think it's great that you see guys like Daniel Bryan, who I think is booking things on that show now, like helping produce, is like going out there, you know, staring up at the lights for these wrestlers and putting on sick matches, and it's working because that's what needs to happen in WWE more. They need to focus on the wrestling a little bit and tell good stories leading up to it. And I think they're doing a good job.
I got a really good idea, I think. I have two good ideas, okay? I hear what you're saying. I agree. I think SmackDown's like a far superior show to Raw. I agree with you, you know? It's like Raw is a drag, something like that middle of Raw is woo! Far superior. All I do is win. Okay, not doing that. Cesaro, IC champ. Uh-huh. Whenever you make that happen, you should beat Big E for the IC title. Whenever they decide to make that happen, I'm not saying Big E can keep having a run. Mm-hmm. When they're done with that, when they've got him to where they want him to be, Cesaro should do that. Open challenges every week. The Cesaro Open Challenge destroys everybody. Like, it's destroying guys. They're like, wow, Cesaro really hitting his stride here. Like, it's unbelievable what he's at. He's the strongest guy. Show clips of him lifting, like, the Jade thing. Like, you know, even more Raw than the Jade Carter Hill-like thing. Like, I want to see him just, like, Raw lifting. And we know he lifts with Cena and stuff. If you could get that, like, him lifting with Cena, big guys, like, place him there. That's it. And then have him wrestle Roman one day and pull a Goldberg. Beat Roman. Like, Roman's going to be a heel. It'd help him be haunted by that. He could avenge it at some point, but still, this Cesaro has a win over Roman Reigns in his belt, you know, after this huge momentum. And then you've built up Cesaro to just be like this unstoppable force that he is, you know? And another thing I would do, kayfabe that he's huge in Europe. Right? Kayfabe that in your, like, show the, you know, like that clip of the bar where everyone's gone nuts? You know, meme where everyone's like, ah! Never get tired of that, by the way. I love that. For any time someone says me that.
I always love when someone gets worked when they think that, like, something big is going on and this is what people were watching in the bar. And it was like something else other than the clip of the goal being scored. Or
yeah, it's so good. But I'm doing that. And then you kayfabe, like, that he's huge in Europe. And then now you've elevated Cesaro to this unbelievable place, you know? I would love that.
Yeah, I mean, sure. I mean, it's possible.
Well, I'm just saying, you got one shot with Cesaro here. Listen, Cesaro can – he's like one of the rare guys in WWE. There's a couple of them. It's like Ziggler, Cesaro, AJ, these guys, Daniel Bryan, you know? These guys who can really fucking wrestle.
Yep.
You know, they can really, really go. And they're clinic wrestlers. Cesaro just feels like a guy. It's like, why not invest a lot in Cesaro? Worst case, you think Roman's not going to recover from one loss to Cesaro while he's a heel? You know,
I don't think they'll do it with Roman as champ. But I think for, like you said, I think it's good. I think it should happen. He should be IC champ. He should be winning a lot. And when he gets his opportunity, like you said, I don't think it would happen against Roman. I don't think that's how they would.
It has to be
Cesaro.
Roman, though, because
I get it.
Yeah.
I just don't think that's
Orton's taking losses. It's got to be Roman. There's only one guy in WWE who, if you beat him, it really elevates you. It's Roman, I think, right? Shoot people are like, wow. They really believe in him.
You know, it's so true. It's like, who has lost to Roman? You know,
I told you, Roman has a big problem going for him. He has no actual competition, and the wrestlers who they've built Roman up so strong to the point that, like, when someone beats him, it might just fall flat. You're like, whatever. Like, okay, like that's who they chose to do it. You need a guy, and Cesaro is the guy. I think.
Yeah. Wow, I like it.
You know what I mean? Who? I mean, if people have better ideas, because it's like you don't want Fiend. Fiend can wrestle Roman, but you don't want Fiend with the title. It's even if it's doable, Vince can't handle it.
I think for the first time in a long time, I'm just like excited to see where this is gonna go.
Right.
You know, I don't know where it's gonna go, but I'm excited to see where.
Yeah.
It's
go. So that's cool.
I think there's a great opportunity that is there for a lot of people to even lose to Roman and still come out looking strong, you know? Like, so I think it's just like, I think if SmackDown keeps doing what it's doing, I think everybody's going to shine over there.
Right.
You got to get guys over there that need to be working and need to be wrestling. Guys like Ricochet, Aleister Black, like get them involved. Make
Aleister
that show.
Black, I don't think works there anymore. He wasn't in the Rumble. He fired his wife.
No, I'm just saying.
You think
SmackDown.
He works there anymore?
I'm saying on SmackDown. Like, if he was going to go, like, on he, those wrestlers succeed and will exist in that style of show and what SmackDown is doing because they take time to tell stories, invest in their wrestlers, make them look strong. But I don't think if you're on Raw, you'll just get left behind in the dust. I mean, that's
because it's 3 hours also. Yeah. So any screen time on SmackDown feels good. I'm going to tell you some other stuff you're going to like, Tula.
Go ahead.
Here's my other thing. I have two bookings. Two, like, almost like, let's call them. I should probably make this a segment where it's like Oracle Dan Black. It's like the goof Stradamus or whatever. You know what I mean?
Someone called me a Nostradamus for saying something recently. I forgot what
and
it was.
Yeah, well, someone made a great point. I don't remember who I was listening to. They were like, the Nostradamus, they're like, well, he didn't say anything about COVID. Like, we never talk about when he didn't predict something.
Yeah.
You're like, that's true. Yeah. All right. Anyway, folks. But, okay. Here's a call. I think Sami Zayn is one promo away from blowing up. Like, shoot. He is one shoot pipe bomb style promo because he has that in him. We've seen his Twitter. If they actually let Sammy even remove the hat and just be like, yo, I'm doing this like it's funny, but it's not funny. You know, like he could be like, people be like, what's that guy doing? Like almost maybe not on the level of CM Punk. That's might be a lightning in a bottle kind of situation. You know what I mean? It's hard to say anyone will ever do that again. But Sammy is kind of has like a modern day CM Punk, very controversial, tweets and takes. And it feels like he's touching it, but he's not doing it. So this could either fall flat or he could go really far with it.
I think it just comes back. Now you're making me think of more wrestlers and more wrestlers that are on SmackDown, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn. Like, man, if they start cooking and they start getting the Shinsuke, you know, like just keep going down. Think about how this roster is composed and how this is built. I couldn't agree with you more. I think when people are going to get their opportunity to shine on SmackDown, especially with the way Fox does things, right. I think they're going to go all like, I couldn't agree like more, like honestly, Sammy one promo away. Sure. Let's get it. You know?
Yeah.
And he's been killing it.
All right. What, I'll jump over to the women for a sec. Lacey Evans is very good. Lacey Evans is a really good on-camera talent. She looks awesome. Her acting is, like, properly big for pro wrestling, like, right on the spot. Like, when she's there with Rick, like, I remember at one point Charlotte said, like, you got to go back to the performance center. And she was like, you saw on her face, like, why am I going to do that? I'm going to just cheat my way there. Like, why would I ever train? That's very stupid. Like, what is she talking about? It was great. And to be honest, she does a better job of that than Carmella does. I'm a Carmella mark. I like what Carmella does also. But there's a nuance to Lacey Evans where I think she can really do it. Again, another example of if you're going to do this angle that she's using Ric Flair, you cannot PG it. You got to go hard. Like, I want to see her. I really want to see her fucking manipulate an old man. You know?
Well, yeah.
It doesn't need to be sexual. I don't mean it has to be sexual. I just want to be clear. It doesn't have to go there. But I
like,
want to know
using
more
his credit
what their
card.
Relationship.
Yeah. Yeah, like kind of thing. You know, like, oh, I got to get this for the thing. And
or have
like,
her go talk to Vince.
Yeah, something. I mean, right? Yeah, but they're already saying, like, they're making sure that she's saying lines like, oh, I'm not, like, romantically involved with him.
They're softening the blow here. You know what I mean?
Which is
okay.
We don't need it.
I'm not saying it has to be.
I'm just
sexual.
Saying like,
but it is. There is a tease element. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It is like an old man getting the company of a young lady.
He looked like he was gonna, like, if you could just pop him with a pin and he would have just exploded. Something was going on.
Yeah, and why didn't Lacey say, like, safer. Look, I'm dressing him now? And then Charlotte could be like, you look ridiculous, Dad.
Yeah, like, you look like what?
It wasn't a great segment. Oh, but okay, Tulo, here's the point you're gonna love. Lacey hits Charlotte with a microphone, which I love, and it was so not a big deal. It made me just think about how AEW gave Kenny a whole gimmick with one microphone shot. You know what I mean? Like the selling, like how wrestling is all in the cell. Like that was the biggest thing to ever happen.
Moxley waited for him because of it.
Like Lacey just hit Charlotte with it. They the announcers didn't even react when she hit her with the microphone. They went right to commercial break. It was not a big deal. Kenny Omega's running through the back. They're like, we cannot believe what he did. He hit him with a microphone, and it changed his whole personality. It was like one of the biggest catalyst events ever.
Bad Bunny was bopping the Miz over the head with a microphone the other night. Like, it was nothing. Yeah. Kenny Omega stole the AEW championship by using it as a fucking weapon.
Yeah. Like, that's the thing that's missing in pro wrestling. I mean, the announcers are fucking terrible on both shows, in my opinion. Like, I mean, look. JR does what JR does, so I'll always dig JR, so that's all good. Corey Graves is like a little funny, but why don't you have one person marking out the announce booth? Like, you need somebody there who's like, I cannot believe that. Like, everyone's trying to be a sportscaster, and you're like, you want someone who's
that's why Morrow
like Don Callis style, you know? Yeah.
I love when Don Callis.
Oh, Morrow is so deeply one of my guys. I know some people don't like it, but you're wrong. He left, and then NXT's not good, right? I mean,
you know what? That's a great fucking call. You know, I don't even know if we talk about that point. Yeah. We've talked so much wrestling in the last fucking so long, but
we're doing here.
I also said that Morrow would be perfect on AEW. Like I've said that on the bonus episode. So if you're hearing this first here. Can you just imagine Morrow calling AEW matches? I mean, it's exactly what they're missing out of. He would fucking take that shit to the next level. Like, it's always a step behind. Excalibur can never keep up. JR's three shows behind still.
You only need one person to ground it. So if that's going to be JR, let's say, you have JR, or it's going to be Adam Cole, let's say, then everybody else can get fucking fun with it. You know, like everyone else can just be like,
Michael Cole?
Michael Cole, yeah. Adam Michael Cole, baby. Okay, so anyway, all right, this is my last thing, and we'll get it. But anyway, I think Lacey is a real, she's very talented, you know? I think they've got to make her strong. That'd be good.
She's badass, man?
She's badass, man. Lacey is badass, man.
Yeah. No, Dana's badass, man.
That is what it sounds like. A badass, man.
Dana's badass, man.
Jesus. Anyway, yes, Nia said my hole. I don't like Nia Jax as a person. I really dislike. I mean, like, I understand that she's big and menacing. She belongs there in the company, and like, that was a pretty funny sell. Like my hole, that was pretty funny. It was a fun spot. But man, oh man, she's a QAnoner. And I'm gonna let my I can't get past. I'm sorry. Some stuff is just like when as someone who had COVID, I had to go to a lung specialist this week. I have to go get chest X-rays. Still, they still think I might have a mild pneumonia still from it. Right? I have to get all this test, and then she's gonna be like, "I'm gonna let my immune system do the work." You know? Well, just a fucking idiot. I'm sorry. So fuck Nia Jax. That's it. Fuck Nia Jax. That's it. Oh, yeah. You said my hole. I'm done. I'm no selling it.
I like it. Yeah, I'm for it.
It's too far for me. I'm not telling you how to vote, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But to have no sensitivity about this thing that's killing people who are perfectly healthy. Yes, you're right. We get it. You're right. Most people survive. Most people are okay. But it only takes one person to devastate your whole life. So fuck you, Nia Jax. All right, it's fine. That's how I feel. I don't care. Right, so Nia Jax is not my friend. Maybe she'll do something cool, and then I'll mark out for it and then forget. But Yo, I had this idea for Ziggler.
Okay.
Okay. I'll always preface as a Ziggler bias show. Ziggler is a friend of mine. Okay. But no one can deny what a great wrestler Dolph Ziggler is. You know?
You can deny COVID existing, but you can't deny Ziggler.
You can't do either.
Yeah.
Okay. Too low. We don't need to do that. You can't deny either. I would prefer if you deny COVID over Ziggler's greatness, though, as a pro wrestler. Fine, if that's what you're saying. But we can't do either, okay? Yo, I'm like, why don't they kick off? I'm like, I know Ziggler is in the if they're just going to end up giving the titles back to Street Profits before Mania anyway, which is probably my guess on where that goes, you know?
Sure.
And then probably not have Ziggler and Rude involved in Mania, or probably put them in the Andre the Giant Battle Royale.
Accurate.
What's AJ doing at Mania? Why not kick off Mania? AJ Ziggler, just call like the two best wrestlers, kick off the show. That's it. Just let these guys just put on a match where they're like, yo, hey, let us kick off the show where we're the two guys who can go. Like, I don't know. We'd have to talk about what the booking of that looks like, what the promos look like. They're on two different brands right now. But no one cares about the brands of wrestling. I mean,
no,
except for the
anymore.
Fact that, like, SmackDown's a better show. But, like, if they swapped Raw SmackDown, you wouldn't be like, it's not like sports. You'd be like, I'm following Raw. I'm a Raw guy. You know what I mean? Like, that's not happening. That was my idea. Just kick off Raw. Kick off WrestleMania. AJ Ziggler. And you know it's going to be the first match. You know when you're sitting there, you're waiting to hear, I'm here to show the one. And that's how that's going to kick off. Or AJ first. That was my idea. I was like, boom, do that. Right? Because I feel like they don't sell you on any. They don't even bother to get you vested in any matches that are not the title matches at Mania. And Mania has become all the titles are on the. It's almost Clash of Champions is what Mania has become.
Well, it should be that. If you think about it, because I'm not going to be invested in a storyline that I've only been building up for a month that doesn't involve a title, you know? I think that's
but
just a waste of time.
Right, but, like, nothing Bobby Lashley does will get me interested in his match at Mania. And I like what he's doing, but that would be a cool match to watch, but the U.S. title is like, I don't care who has that. There's a reason that Samoa Joe tapped out Ray in 4 seconds for that title. It wasn't even worth airtime. I was literally in the bathroom pissing when that happened.
Me too.
You know?
Same exact thing.
So anyway, I don't know. I'm not saying you shouldn't have titles on the line of Mania. That's not what I'm saying. Like, you want to see IC matches, you know? But I haven't cared about the IC title in the way that I should since Miz had it, where he was like pissed it wasn't on pay-per-views. That was awesome. Remember?
Well, I think that's what we're starting to see now with it, you know, on SmackDown. I think they're like getting into that groove. I think it's fine. But yeah, I mean, I'll disagree with you on that, because I care about the U.S. title now, though, that Bobby Lashley actually has an MVP's behind it, you know? So I care care about the mid card titles for once, because I think they're actually doing a good job booking them. But
well, maybe it's just me and I'm right.
Sure.
Okay.
But I would love to see Ziggler style. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I mean, that's all the main stuff I wanted to talk about. If you want to follow my Instagram, at Dan Black Attack, and we'll probably post the stuff on Cal as well, at Cal Podcast, I'm going to be posting a lot of my old wrestling pictures I found. I have my photos from 1991 at Nassau Coliseum. I found the card for the show I was at. The pictures I took with a throwaway camera, the disposable camera, are pretty fucking awesome. The one I posted already on at Dan Black Attack is... mid perfect plex on Kerry Von Erich.
I have some of those pictures too. I gotta find them.
You should find them. Those are sick to look at. Like,
yeah.
You should,
I definitely came across them recently. I forgot.
Yeah.
I put them
so if you have those, but I'll post. I'm gonna post those. And then here's the biggest news, and we should end the pod on this. Okay.
All
right. I realized that I looked at the card of this show. Okay. And I was like, oh, my God, I saw a name on there. And I was like, maybe this is a typo. And then I looked at the pictures, and I was like, no, confirmed. It's confirmed that I saw Andre the Giant wrestle.
Wow.
At that show. He was in the – they did a battle royale.
What
and
was
he
year?
Was in it. Dude, 91. He must have
been. I was probably at that show.
You might have been there also.
Is Jake Snake there?
Coliseum. Jake Snake was in the battle royal. Also.
I wonder.
I'll show you the pictures of it. But I was out there. I was there, and I thought I never saw Andre the Giant wrestle. He must have been in 91. He's already like, that's one of his last shows.
Yeah.
Dude, he's already done. He wrestled Hogan. He was, you saw the doc. I mean, you see what he was like in 84, when he wrestled Hogan in 87, right?
Oh, I don't even know the time.
Yeah, WrestleMania 3, first WrestleMania is 84, so that's 87. So this is 4 years after that, and he was already in really bad shape. He must have been in
Do you think that Battle Royal?
That's why he's in a Battle Royal to begin with. You know?
Do you think that was the one that they decided that one day they'll name the Battle Royals after Andre the Giant because of that one that you were at?
Yes. Let's just lock that in. I think we can lock that in, right? Let's lock that in. Yeah, 100% yes. Anyway, we'll be talking more about pro wrestling on the bonus episode this week. We're going to be talking about AEW NXT tonight. Episode will be a Friday morning. Tula, what's in store for NXT AEW this week? Do we know?
Ooh, baby.
Do we have stuff booked already?
AEW is stacked. We got Kenny and Kenta versus Damian Priest, Lance Archer, the Archer of Infamy.
Yes. Archer Moxley, of yesteryear.
Moxley in a, I think a, it's street fight?
Oh, that's awesome because that's Kenta and Kenny are on the same team and Kenny's like pretending they're, hey, we're both Bullet Club guys. And Kenta's like, yo, fuck you.
Yeah. We get the first round, first matchup, Thunder Rosa versus Layla Hirsch. It's Cody.
Layla Hirsch is the one who's like 4'7".
Yeah, she's amazing. She's from Russia, but she's fighting on the American side.
She's really fun. She does. She's a fun wrestler.
She's badass, man.
She's badass, man.
And Thunder Rosa is
Thunder Rosa is badass, man.
Hot Young Briley is going to be on. He's
the Hollywood Hunk. Is he wrestling on Dynamite?
Hollywood Hunk is wrestling on Dynamite against somebody good. I forgot who it is. There's a lot of good stuff. AEW is stacked again.
Okay, what's on NXT tonight?
I have no fucking idea. It's the go home show for NXT Vengeance. So
I don't think it's called Vengeance, right? It's called Valentine's Vengeance, right?
No, it's called NXT Vengeance.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Vengeance Day.
Nemeth wrestling Marco Stunt.
Wait, well, who?
Marco Stunt?
No, that was last night.
That was on Dark.
That was on Dark. Yeah, he's got.
Oh, he's wrestling Pac.
He's wrestling Pac. Oh,
that's sick.
Yeah, there's a lot. The AEW's card is stacked tonight. I'm really excited to watch again. They're really building up to Revolution really nice. Sting is on again, so I'm sure he'll do something weird. Hangman is speaking tonight, which I'm excited
Sting!
To see. The Acclaimed versus MJF and Chris Jericho.
We'll save it for Friday morning, but I disagreed with your Acclaimed take on the Discord.
Yeah, I got something to say. I mean, like, save it for the bonus episode.
We got to keep them guessing, folks. But anyway, everybody, like we said, we're on our Patreon push right now. So you get access. Our Patreon has so much value there. And to be honest, the biggest value of the Patreon is being a part of the community. It, like, dawned on me out of nowhere where I was like, yo, what we're building here is a fucking community. And so on the, once the Discord kicked in, you could talk, we're talking on there all the time, playing games, sending each other shit, having good conversations. I mean, Tula and I had a conversation back and forth the other day, that you could just watch, us disagreeing and jump in the mix. Great time. Plus you get a bonus episodes on Friday. And also you get the Calzoom Thunderdome, which is me on 02212021, February 21st, I don't need the year. It's this year.
I'll be on my best behavior.
And Tulo's going to be there. He will be drinking. And so you get all that in our Patreon for just, if you just want to be part of the Discord, it's literally only $2. So join that. And then also when we hit our, we're halfway there. It's, some of your guys' payment information falls off at the first of the month because your card expires, whatever. So check your payment information, update it so I can get an actual count. It doesn't give me the count, so I can see if we're hitting our push where we're going to change. When we get 20 more patrons, we're going to get, and we're almost there. We're at least halfway there. We'll get new cow art. We're going to send new cow stickers to everyone the day that that hits based on our new cow art. And we're going to bring back season 3 of the Cow Movie Club. Aaron and I are going to recommend a ton of movies, TV shows, books, whatever media you need for your all your choir needs. Plus, we watch a movie with a pro wrestler in it. And Aaron has 10 movies already picked out.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. And so, yeah, support the pod at patreon.com/communitywrestling. Join the community, people. And everybody, we'll see you on, we'll talk to you on Friday morning. Everybody, keep watching wrestling. Kisses.
Comedians of wrestling. I listen on Thursday when I go to work.